It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. This summer, Manhattan is hosting two visits from Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. The more high-profile production presented at City Center as part of the Lincoln Center Festival will feature the luminous Cate Blanchett as Yelena in a version that begins performances on July 19th. But in the meantime, a more intimate production is running at Soho Rep. It's already become a hot downtown theater ticket this year. It features well-known off-Broadway actors, including Michael Shannon and Reed Birney, and has even been extended through the end of August. Charles, what is the excitement about this particular downtown production of Vanya?
Well, I think it actually had sold out almost the original run before it opened because Annie Baker adapted it, and she's probably one of the most exciting playwrights to emerge over the past couple of years. She's written plays called The Aliens and Circle Mirror Transformation that you may have heard of. And she has a sensibility that's really in tune with Chekhov, I think. She writes very subtle plays that are not full of obvious dramatic moments, and yet they're very moving and very funny. And at the same time, it's directed by Sam Gold, who directed both of those plays I mentioned, and has become sort of the hot young director in town. He directed Seminar on Broadway this season and several other shows.
This is not a new translation. It's an adaptation of an English translation.
I think it's a literal translation from the Russian, and she's adapted it into contemporary vernacular. I mean, what I like about it is that it's not full of obvious contemporary jargon, and she uses the original Russian names, and yet it feels very much of today.
This is an intimate production, but how intimate is it?
Well, it's really, it's quite intimate. We're all in the same room, essentially. The set is basically the living room of an A-frame house, and you're all in there with the actors, sitting on risers. So I advise doing a little bit of stretching before you attend. And there's only maybe about 50 or 60 people in the audience, and so you really do feel like you're, you know, in the room with these people, because you are.
Are they among you? Do they move among the audience, or do they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, there are various playing areas, and some of them are, you know, you could reach out and touch the actors if you felt like it. There are some obviously very intensely moving moments in this play. When Sonya learns she's been rejected by Astrov, whom she adores. And those moments are really sort of, they're intensified.
The cast features a sort of A-list of downtown actors. How do they fare in these roles?
Well, Reed Birney, who is really one of my favorite off-Broadway actors. I mean, he's been on Broadway too, but he's a wonderful Uncle Vanya. He has almost a boyish face, so you can sort of see the young man, the idealistic young man that Vanya used to be. And now, of course, he's sort of embittered and disillusioned. And his moments of real existential despair are really powerful. Michael Shannon is great as Astrov. He's a very sort of laconic, very magnetic presence, and you sort of want that in an Astrov. Peter Friedman is also in the cast. He appeared with Reed Birney in Circle Mirror Transformation. It's sort of a family affair, this whole thing. And he's wonderful as Zarabiakov, the professor who is sort of causing everyone so much trouble.
A production with such a contemporary vibe sounds wonderful, but does it take away the Chekhovian nature of this Chekhov play?
I certainly didn't think it did for me. The costumes are contemporary. They're actually done by Annie Baker, too. And the language is fairly contemporary, but you never feel like you're seeing some sort of weird transformation of the play. What you're seeing is what Chekhov wrote, and I think that's its strength.
New York City has two productions of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya this summer, one running now through August 26th, actually extended at the Soho Rep, and the other one that stars Cate Blanchett as part of the Lincoln Center Festival at City Center that begins July 19th. And each week, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.